Well, as you know by now, President Donald Trump's big, beautiful bill, it has been signed there at the White House. We have our 5th District Congressman, Ralph Norman, joining us here on Palmetto Mornings. He's taking a break from Washington, D.C., and we always appreciate your time. And good morning to you, Congressman Norman.
Great to be with you, Lucas.
Good morning.
Ashley.
All right, let's walk through the big, beautiful bill, which is described as advances Trump's policies on everything from tax to the border to defense, energy, and the national debt. Were you a supporter of the bill when it first originated in the House before it went to the Senate? Did you support that bill? Did you like that bill?
Oh, yeah, but I supported it, but it had some improvements. That's why I held it up in budget. I mean, you take this big, beautiful bill was just that. Take the tax portions. We've all heard of no tax on tips, no tax on Social Security. You can buy an automobile if it's made in America and write the interest off. Inheritance tax, 1031 exchanges, all of which were very good. Now, they had other provisions like letting illegals collect a check on Medicaid or letting Americans who just choose not to work sit on a couch and eat Cheetos and basically get a check from the federal government on Medicaid. That's not right. So we had to fight for that. And we had other provisions that Biden put in. He did more giveaways on, and you call it crony capitalism. I mean, why should the wind and solar industry have a huge tax credit? Why should the car manufacturer who makes battery-operated cars have a $7,500 credit? We fought that. That's a giveaway of the taxpayers' money. You know, it's amazing. We have to remind people we don't have a pot of money, a pot of gold in a savings account. We're borrowed to the hilt. And we've got to start it now rather than later on fiscal sanity. And that's why the $1.6 trillion minimum cut over 10 years, which is a teardrop in the ocean, Lucas, that's not much. Versus the $2 trillion aspiration, we made $1.6 trillion. But all that to say was we were willing to hold it up until we really made it better, and that's why I voted against it in budget. Now let's rewind the clock. If we only had one shot at it in budget, in other words, if it went to the Senate after we voted in budget, I would have passed it. But I'm not going to sit back and not improve things that. And Trump was with us all the way. Like on the subsidies, he wanted to abolish all of them. And the political reality is different. And as we were talking earlier, every dollar in Washington has a advocate for it. And you just have to fight to do the best you can. But I'm happy with it. It's going to really help this country. And I'm excited.
So the bill went to the Senate. They did the work on it. It came back to you all in the House. And when you saw what the Senate did, you were like, no way, right?
Yeah.
Walk us through what your thought process was during that part, why I guess you were holding out or just had more questions, and what was the conversation like with President Trump?
Well, they had put all the subsidies that Biden had implemented during his 4 years back in. Mm-hmm. Now, they say they took it out, but what they did was put the timeline on it where it was funded for 5 years, and then they took it out. Well, that's delayed. You know, you don't do that. President Trump was with us on cutting them all out. That's why he called about 12 of us in and said, "What's your problem?" Well, subsidies. He said, "Well, first of all, he said if you send it back to the Senate, it's not coming back. They, Lisa Murkowski, and a group are going to exact." Going to extract a pound of flesh if you – it's going to make the bill worse. And I believed him on that. And then he said on the subsidies, like on wind and solar, he said, I'll do an executive order and basically put it so they can't get a permit. And he mentioned 500%, which was great. And I thought in – like you do in most deals, you can send it back, barter back and forth. But what the public needs to realize is – Senate is elected for 6 years. Lisa Murkowski, who was a holdout vote, her term expires when Trump is out of office. So she doesn't care. Tom Tillis doesn't care. He's not running again. And he's mad because you know some of the provisions he wanted in Medicaid were just wrong, like illegals. I mean, he had a big constituency that were getting checks and did not want to did I want to put that in effect? So all in all, we took what Trump said, and after meeting with him, he told us some things we didn't realize, like, you know, he'll just put an executive order and put a high tariff on them, so they, you know, will make the regulations so hard so they can't get a permit battery operated cars and vehicles. We've made some improvements on that, but if you go down the line, the tax cuts in and of themselves were worth it, and we would not have, the Senate would have sacrificed that, and American people don't deserve that. It's going to revive this economy like we've never seen before.
Address the Medicaid topic in this big, beautiful bill. We have heard from folks on social media, from national media, that Medicaid is being cut. Can you set the record straight and explain to us how Medicaid is affected in this big, beautiful bill?
The left, the liberal media and the left-wing Democrats kept saying that because they've gained political mileage out of saying it's cut. Well, when you're illegal and put, and it's right at, I think it was 12 to 15 million able-bodied Americans who just choose not to work. And then on the illegals, you had well into the millions. They considered that a cut. Now, it's just not. It's the right thing to do. If you're an illegal, you should not get a check. You hadn't paid into the system. And the other thing is a provider tax that states like California are using to bankrupt Medicaid. The states would put in a dollar in the federal government, they'd get a match back for $9. That's not right. Now, we couldn't tackle that like we really wanted to. But the cuts, and they said we cut Social Security. In reconciliation, you can't cut Social Security. Now, it's just a political talking point. I get it. But they're just misleading the American people. It's an outright lie.
How will the big, beautiful bill impact those in South Carolina? How does it help Lucas McFadden, Ashley Lang, and others? Why should we be concerned and care one way or the other about this bill here in South Carolina?
Well, first of all, had this expired, you and I and every taxpayer in South Carolina, across the country for that matter, would have had a 26% increase. They were going to tax, you know, raise a corporate tax, raise a capital gains tax. Everything was taxing. Government is the god of so many of these left-wing liberals. For that farmer who wants to deed his land to his, you know, his relatives, you know, the inheritance tax, you don't pay that. That's huge for the farmer. For that electrician who, you know, wants the brackets cut, which they did, it's huge for them. The plumber, the electrician, the no tax on tips. Look at that restaurant, that waiter at any restaurant in South Carolina. They don't have to worry about paying tax on that.
Also, the new American, if you buy an American-made car, too, isn't there?
If you buy an American-made car, you get all the interest deducted off your...
That's huge.
It's huge. And that's the beauty of what President Trump did. And by the way, he is he's America's Winston Churchill with what he's done. During a meeting, he is so excited about everything he's done in the Middle East. The tariffs are bringing in... a lot of money. He quoted the figures in the millions that America now is not being taken advantage of. All that to say is this bill will invigorate the economy like we've never seen before. Rapid write-off on equipment. Again, that farmer can buy a tractor or farm equipment and write it off. And all this was going away. Had Kamala Harris got this job? Not only was she going to put price controls on grocery stores, which make 1.5% on their product. There's going to be a tax on everything. They still don't understand that, you know, they keep referring to billionaires and Elon Musk, they demonized him. Elon Musk made it the hard way. He didn't have anything. He made it. His brain power is unbelievable. And corporations don't pay tax. They employ people, and it's the people that pay the tax. So, I'm excited about it going through. We came very close. I mean, you saw no Democrats and two Republicans voted with the Democrats, Thomas Massie and Brian Fitzpatrick, who are good people, but it's socialism, and that's what they believe in now, and we got to fight it.
At this point, do you think that the Democratic Party was just not voting for it because it was Republican driven? Do you not think that there's anything good that they could see in it, and it's just really all about the dollar?
You would think that, Ashley. But again, this is a group. Go back and watch the State of the Union where Trump gave a great talk. To the child who had brain cancer, they would not stand. To the Israeli fighter who lost his legs, they would not stand. And it's just we're on two different universes now. And the Democrat Party, you know, they keep saying they spent I don't know how many millions of dollars to relate to the voter. Well, why don't you have some core values? I mean, why don't you believe in America instead of all this? They've on the wrong side of history. And if you want to look at who they are today, look at the mayor of New York, or presumed mayor of New York. He's a communist, as Trump told us in the office. He's livid about it. Mandani. And American people are going to have to wake up. California didn't happen overnight because of bad luck. It's bad politicians.
Congressman Norman, our friends from the Peanut Gallery, they're asking us to ask a couple questions. If you can weigh in real quick on no tax on Social Security benefits, and elaborate a little bit more, if you can, on the inheritance tax.
Inheritance tax is that you have a limit of, I think it's $15 million, the valuation of a property, and you pay another tax if it goes out of your name. And again, it hits farmers very hard. Social Security, that tax ought to be done away with altogether. It's got some limits on it. But again, you shouldn't pay the tax on Social Security. Those who are receiving it, that's their money. And it's borrowed money, to say the least. So it will not be any tax on Social Security up to a certain level. And on the inheritance tax, the limits will be extended, and you won't have to borrow money to give your property to a relative.
And then what happens now? So the big, beautiful bill has been signed. What's happening in the next couple of weeks in Washington, D.C.? Is it just a slow period now?
Very little, which is good.
I mean, y'all need it, right?
The public, the taxpayers are in good hands, and we're not up there spending your money. We were supposed to be in session this week. I will fly back Wednesday. I've got a meeting, but most people will be out. No, we'll take up. Each committee is back at work. But this was monumental. The American people don't realize how this is going to benefit them. Just the tax cuts alone, regardless of the policies that are changing. And it's going to be a big, beautiful day for this country.
And are we still deciding on the South Carolina governor's race?
I am deciding. July 27th, Sunday at 4 o'clock. We're having a meeting at the Magnolia Room. Y'all are welcome to come. And we'll be glad to share what may or may not happen.
All right. Congressman Ralph Norman from the 5th Congressional District. As always, Congressman Norman, thank you very much.
My pleasure.